The Family Fang is about two parents, Caleb and Camille Fang, who are famous or infamous performance artists. And the reason they've become so famous is they use their children, Annie and Buster, as props in these chaotic public performances. And this has ruined the children in some way. So the story switches back and forth between when they were children and now that they're adults having trouble living normal lives.
And it's called The Family Fang. I hate to even go this direction. Vampires have been very popular for years now, really. Given that Fang is in the name, have you ever found that your book has been, like, misfiled in the horror section or anything like that?
Yeah, it was. The original title of the book was just Fangs, and the publisher very quickly said, that is a terrible idea. No one is going to know what this book is, so we changed it to The Family Fang. But I still find people asking me if it's a vampire book, and that's the price of doing business, I guess. I should have thought of a better title, but it was the one that fit for me.
And there are no vampires in this one, just to be sure.
No vampires at all.
Now, Nicole Kidman, who, let me think now if I can do this right, transitioning from vampires since Tom Cruise played the vampire Lestat and was once married to Nicole Kidman. Okay, that's how I get into it. Nicole Kidman has purchased the rights to your film, or the film rights to your book. How does that process work? Is it going to be a movie definitely, or does she just have the rights to it for now, or what's next?
Yeah, it's one of those things where I don't believe anything until it's actually a movie and it's out, but Nicole Kidman and her production partner, they bought the rights, and they're really aggressively moving forward to get it made. They have a screenwriter who's working on the script, and I don't know, they've been really kind of gung-ho about it, which is kind of fun. It's a weird thing to get an email from Nicole Kidman. It's not what you expect when you start out writing a book all by yourself in your cabin.
And does she write in Australian?
not that I've noticed.
Will you have a consultation as far as how the movie is made, or do you just sell the rights and it's their baby after that and you don't have anything to do with the movie?
Yeah, you know, having never made a movie or been associated with a movie, I really want to stay out of it. I don't want to be the person that ruins anything. And I think they know what they're doing, but they are really great about keeping me in the loop about what's going on and at what stage they're at. So it's kind of exciting. I get to live vicariously through Nicole Kidman.
And would she be in the film, or is she just helping produce it?
No, I think the idea is that she would play the mother, Camille Fang.
Okay, and do you know of any other stars who you can name yet?
I don't think they're at that point yet. I think they're waiting to get the script completely finished, and then they'll move forward.
You have had tremendous success with this first novel of yours, being named by several leading groups as the best novel of 2011. I guess the question you're probably always getting is, will there be another one?
God, I hope so. that's the idea. It's harder to actually make that happen than it is to hope that it happens, but I'm in the process of writing something new, and hopefully that will, you know, be the second book.
Now, will it be a continuation of this story or something entirely new?
No, something entirely new. Maybe just as weird, but entirely new.
And before this book became the huge success that it is, were you always a writer, or what were you doing in a previous life?
Well, I mean, ever since I was in, 18, 19, 20, I've been writing, but you can't just say that you're a writer and expect to be able to buy groceries. So I've pretty much done secretarial jobs, I've taught, I'm teaching now at a small university in Tennessee, so I do whatever I can to make sure that I have that time where I can focus on writing.